appointments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Flash. I'm Darwin Zook, an NFL triple header on this Thanksgiving Day. The Lions and Vikings doing battle in an NFC North clash. Denny Kapp is at Ford Field and joins us now with an update. Hi, Denny.
Hey, Darwin. Vikings in full control as we near the half. It's 20-3. Vikings Minnesota is having a great day from Case Keenum. He just threw a second touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph. This one a 22-yarder to essentially end the second quarter after hitting Rudolph on a one-yard touchdown to essentially start the game for the Vikings. Keenum's also run in for a score today, so he's got three touchdowns to his credit. He has been excellent through the air, though. 14 of 18, 189 yards, two touchdowns. Matthew Stafford, not excellent. 7 of 15, 77 yards. Tip of the cap to the Vikings defense, which has done a great job of swarming him and putting him under pressure all day long. He just completed a long pass to maybe get the Lions in field goal range with 20 seconds to go in the first half. But Detroit has some digging back to do. It's Minnesota 20, Detroit 3, Darwin.
All right, thanks, Denny. And following Lions-Vikings, the 5-5 Cowboys play their traditional Thanksgiving Day game as they host the 4-6 Chargers. L.A. quarterback Philip Rivers knows playing on Thanksgiving always a big deal, but with his team's playoff hopes hanging in the balance, this one takes on some added meaning.
We're going to their place and playing on Thanksgiving. Again, you go there once every 8 years. It's certainly a big-time game, more so because of what's riding on it for our season, throwing the fact it's Thanksgiving and even better.
You can watch that game coming up at 4:30 Eastern on CBS, and capping off the triple header tonight, the 2-8 Giants visiting the 4-6 Redskins. No NBA or NHL today, but college hoops action in the Bahamas. Number 5 Villanova tied with Tennessee 48 apiece, 15 minutes to play. I'm Darwin Zook.
I'm Rich Ackerman, and I have my eye on college football every Saturday afternoon on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the best of the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, I'm Jim Rome. We're down to our third hour, our last hour. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. One thing I want you to do, go to Twitter and check out Ben Golliver, excellent NBA writer for Sports Illustrated, was a part of that crew. Somehow, hell, I don't know how Lef found half those guys, much less how he convinced Ben Golliver, who is an excellent journo, to be a part of this thing. But Ben tweeted a side-by-side picture, which I retweeted. We talked about the famous 1996 SI photo shoot. He's got the picture side-by-side. Today's picture and the picture back then. Check it out. I retweeted that. Ben Golliver came in, and he had it. So if you're wondering what it looked like or what we're talking about, that's it. It's absolutely incredible. Something else I think that's getting overlooked in that phone call, Lef's call very quickly, he got Smacksaw to show up. The knife took part in that call. Nice job, Lee. Way to be, Lee. Way to step up, Lee. Get back to the jungle. That's what I'm talking about. Respect those younger than you. Tell you what, Lee, in Poway, they thought that was badass. Rancho Margarita, how did you like hearing me on Rome? That was kick-ass, wasn't it? Do you have a pulse? Pick up the phone and call my Twitter feed. Lee, you can't call Twitter. You know what I'm talking about, Rome. Did I or did I not make your show like I made your career back in the day? Good job, Knife. Lee Hacksaw Hamilton showing up in the call. All right, we better get busy. It is the third hour. It is the last hour. This guy right here hits on something key. Majority MMA tweets. Only a perfect 10. Flawless call will have a chance to top left. Hashtag smack off. This guy here speaks for a lot of people. GK Scott 86 tweets. Terrence in Sierra Madre. OMG. I thought he was dead. Hashtag smack off 23. Hey, no lie, I thought he was dead. Honestly, I was really happy to see Terrence. I was happy to see all the fellas back at it. This guy came to the smack off last year as an unknown golden ticket winner, but then he comes in on the back big stage. He takes a big swing. He shows that he belongs with a strong call. A clever Brad that was. A top 10 finish. The only golden ticket winner to do that last year. Lots of guys can make that one good call in the smack off, but can they do it again? Can they go next level with it? We're about to find out. Let's go to L.A. Chad in L.A. Chad, you're up. How are you?
Doing well, Rome. You don't like my impressions, Caleb? Then you won't like this call. Caleb only knows how to leave impressions on his seat and the ground beneath him. And geez, Lef, nice filibuster. Are you trying to take so long on your call that these guys actually die in the studio too? Rome should start charging you rent. And let's just add smuggling to your list of felonies. Jim, you know what would be cool? Is if I snuck into this courtroom where Lef is being tried for his crimes and wrecked him up on the witness stand at the end of my call. That'd be so awesome, dude. I'll have more on that moron in a minute. Man, I cannot wait for football season. Or as Buffalo Bills fans call it, the off season. I read something recently, now follow me on this, Rome. In 1969, the Bills failed to convert on a critical touchdown, giving them the number one overall draft pick. They draft O.J. Simpson. O.J. moves to Buffalo, where he meets Nicole, whom he later allegedly murders. He then hires attorney Robert Kardashian to defend him. This case made Robert famous. Robert eventually used his fame to put his family into the spotlight. In other words, Rome, had the Buffalo Bills not choked nearly 50 years ago, we would be living in a world where the Kardashians never even became a thing. Buffalo freaking Bills. They ruin everything. All right, so everyone's, like, wondering what I'm doing. Whatever you're doing, stop. Like, if you're working, stop. That's right. I'm right outside the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio versus Lef and Laguna trial. In fact, I'm about to cross-examine Lef's witnesses. Let's see who's home. Whoa, this dude's a bailiff? No wonder he couldn't make it in today.
All right. The Honorable James Philip Rome is presiding. Lef and Laguna is being charged with breaking and entering and kidnapping old men from the nursing home. He has no priors except a delinquent helicopter rental bill.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, these witnesses are all idiots. Mark in Hollywood actually defend Lef, saying that crashing the studio isn't that bad because Mark crashes in his studio apartment every night. But I'll prove Lef is guilty. First witness is Caleb in Green Bay. Okay, Caleb, let's check your witness profile here real quick. Hair color, strawberry shortcake, eyes, hazelnut, ethnicity, lemon meringue. What the hell is this, Caleb? Is this your profile or your lunch menu? Yes. For weight, you put down one gross ton? Gross. I thought you were losing weight. I've been trying to shave off a few inches. A few inches? Rome, this guy looks like he's one Mountain Dew away from losing an entire foot. Let's just get to the trial. Now, Mr. Walworth, where were you on the date in question?
I was at home.
Do you have an alibi?
Why, yes, of course. I was with Mother.
Can we get a statement from her?
Absolutely. She's right here. I'm sitting on her lap.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't see her behind you. Bailiff, will you take the kid's mom out of here and interrogate her?
Get your hands off me. I left some Pop-Tarts in the toaster.
Next witness. Chael Sonnen. Chael, did you have to fill out your profile in hieroglyphics? I can't even read what you wrote for occupation.
I get in fights with people for a living. Still undefeated.
Undefeated? Then why is your face so jacked up? Seriously, Chael, it's hard to look at. Who's the last guy who rearranged your ugly mug? Pablo Picasso?
That's not too long. No.
It's too long. There's some good moments, but I don't know when that's going to end. Where are you going with that, Chad? This is the danger. This is the risk in waiting or not getting through until hour number three. Keep the thing moving. I need to see where you're going with it. I need to see where it's going to end. I need to see the point you're trying to make. You're running out of time. The rules of the game were a little bit different in hour number three. Let's keep going. Looking forward to this guy, Jeff Passan, Yahoo Sports. He may be a smack-off rook, but he is arguably already the smartest guy in the field. Frankly, he might be the smartest guy in all sports. And if he's not, his son Jack is. And I thought so when I first met Jack. Jack may have been four. Jack might have been five. But believe me, if it's not the old man, then it's his kid. And speaking of the old man, this dude has written more books than probably every other smack-off contestant has read. And he's written two. He's been covering Major League Baseball since 04, and I'm not sure which he hates more, ketchup on a hot dog or a cow in Vegas, but I am pumped to see what he has in his very first Smack Off. Jeff, welcome to Smack Off 23. Great to have you on. Jeff, how are you?
Thank you, Van Smack, for the vine, for the invitation, for the break from baseball trade talks, and for the opportunity to bring a bar of soap to the unwashed masses who pollute your airwaves every year. I realize what a wonderful honor this really is to join a group of deadbeat losers and stiffs whose greatest contribution to modern American society is the collective stress test they provide on the strength of our unemployment system. Now, one thing I can promise you in my first Smack Off call, Jim, is an absence of live flatulence. I cannot say I'm surprised that Cal in Vegas literally blew his opportunity at a golden ticket by beefing into his phone. Cal, I know you're listening. I know you're jealous that I'm here and you're not. Do yourself a favor. Put down the Franzia, sober up, and do not under any circumstances end up at the Spearmint Rhino tonight, because when you thank the girls for a dance by sniffing their hair and handing them a Werther's Original, that's creepy, bro. And while we're on the subject of creepy, shout out to Chael Sonnen for making it possible for someone with actual Twitter followers outside of the Jungle Circle Jerk to win the Smack Off. I want to congratulate you too, Chael, for opening up the field to money launderers, convicted felons, HGH users, and guys who can't even open a pizza joint without somebody allegedly embezzling something. And speaking of constant failures, Mike and Indy, bro, I am rooting for you this year. Every competitor in the world dreams of a dynasty, and you've created one. So best of luck in finishing second again, Lucci. May the Al Gore of the jungle once again act like my five-year-old and say, first is the worst, second is the best, get Patty and Modesto a blood alcohol test. And as long as we're talking about things that drive you to drink, can you please, Jim, not fall for Left in Laguna's act again this year? I understand he's preying on nostalgia. I get that you're excited Terrence and Sierra Madre is alive. I am too. I'm worried, though, Jim. I really am. First, Left rents a helicopter and idles outside your office. Then he actually bum-rushes your studio. And right now, wouldn't you know it, Left is lounging on a Casper mattress on top of a bed made from wood from lumber liquidators with a bottle of Magic Blue, and he's saving it for that special someone riding in an O'Reilly Auto Parts-equipped XR4 Ti Uber. It rubs the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again, Romy. I get that the show attracts all types. Mark in Hollywood really is an inspiration, the way he finds time between pulling espresso shots to call the jungle. I really respect how seriously Mark takes his craft, too. One of these days, Mark, you're going to wake up, and your hopes and dreams and prayers that Lifetime calls and asks you to star in Laying Pipe at the Perkins, the Tiger Woods story, will come true. I know for a fact, Mark, the producers have seen your wide range of on-screen talent, like the time you licked a temporary tattoo and stuck it on a guy's arm, or the time McSteamy wrote on the back of your head, or especially the one where you were scolded for holding a sign upside down. Mark, you somehow complete the Herculean task of making Jay Stu look like Daniel Day-Lewis. Here's the thing, Rome. I look at this whole wave of Smack-Off winners recently and wonder what the hell happened. They are tired acts. I grew up listening to Ia Frady, to Doc Mike Totola, to Sean the Cobbler Nation, to geniuses, legends, guys who wielded scaffolds and carved you. I want to remind the jungle there was a time before Stuxnet and Red Tube and, well, you know. Hey! Hey! Stop it! Calm down! That's enough! Jim, I'm sorry about that. Vic and NoCal got loose. I mean, it's like you guys act like I'm someone who just wants to come in here for the novelty of it, for the social media shine, for the fire emojis. FBI Mike in Toledo says he'll quit listening if I win the Smack Off, and I'm really excited for that because it spares the rest of you for having to listen to his calls. And while you're in the mood, Mike, why don't you do yourself a favor and swear off saturated fat, jorts, and hand lotion, too? You know why I'm here, Jim? Because I'm a clone. Because I have takes that don't suck. Because I think tandem calls are lame cop-outs. Because when I think of jungle couples, I think of John and Trapper, not Brad and Corona and his meth dealer. Because when I hear the word war, I don't think of a location that comes before it. I think of what comes after it. Like war Toby and Houston, the Carmen San Diego of cranks. A war smack off Harmony. And definitely war Teen the Others, reminding us all adolescence and puberty is hard. I don't know if I'm going to win the smack off clones, but if I do, Jim, I know one thing. The final score is going to be 27-27. I'm out.
Jeff Passan. Atta boy, Jeff. Atta boy, Jeff. Way to hold it down. That's a strong, strong appearance. First ever appearance from Jeff Passan. Did nothing to embarrass himself. And he represented both the old and new school. Nicely done, Jeff. When we come back, there is Mike in Indy. There is Mark in Hollywood. I see another former champ. I'm looking for Chael still yet. Where's Stevie Carbone? Is I Afraid he's going to make an appearance? I don't know. We'll find out. We're heading into the home stretch. Smack off 23. Where do you have everybody slotted? Take to Twitter before it's too late. Hit me up at Jim Rome and make sure you hit the hashtag smack off. How do you think Jeff Passan just did?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-723-0830 or go to goodairusa.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-723-0830 or go to goodairusa.com. That's goodairusa.com or call 1-888-723-0830.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You've heard me talk all about the amazing shave I get from Dollar Shave Club's razors, especially when I use it with their Dr. Carver Shave Butter. Well, I'm here to tell you, I am never giving up my membership. In fact, I'm adding even more DSC products to my daily routine. Dollar Shave Club makes products for your hair, face, skin, shower, everything you need. They have me looking and feeling amazing, and it's all their own original stuff. They use only the finest premium ingredients, and they deliver it right to you like they do their razors. I use Dollar Shave Club for nearly everything. Razors, body cleanser, hair gel, and yes, even
buttocks
wipes. DSC has you covered head to toe. And now is the best time to give Dollar Shave Club a try. You can get your first month of their best razor along with travel size versions of shave butter, body cleanser, and yes, even
buttocks
wipes for only $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for only a few bucks a month. It's the DSC starter set. Get yours for only $5 exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Rome. dollarshaveclub.com/Rome.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
In the
the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can by Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Today brought to you by the Lords of Hardwood Lumber Liquidators. Not only have they been a stellar sponsor of this program, but I know they are saving you a ton of money on the best selection of hardwood floors anywhere. It is time to upgrade your flooring, folks. Stop into your neighborhood Lumber Liquidators today. Jeff Passan getting a lot of love, a lot of respect. Very good call, top to bottom. Is it enough to take down Leff? We've got a few monsters left. This is probably going to be the last segment of calls. This is it. The dawn of the Midwest Mafia. Come and see about Mike and Indy. Come and see about Mike. Mike knows what it takes to win this thing. He did so back in 2014 when he teamed up with Chael. But of course, that's been the wrap. He's yet to win one solo. I've mentioned that he's the Kershaw of the jungle. And I say it as a compliment. He's already a first ballot Jungle Hall of Famer. Still in his prime. But without his own solo title yet. Notice I said yet. Seems like it's got to be a matter of when and not a question of if. One of the best callers of the past decade, known to have a few tricks up his sleeve. And by tricks, I mean hands. And if you're not careful, you might catch them. He comes hard in the paint, because y'all can't. Let's go to Indy. Mikey in Indy. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Romy. Hey, I know Hawk has a man crush on me, and I want to keep this thing fair and square, so I need Hawk to recuse himself from voting for me. Hell, he probably already turned in his vote for me. Don't count it. Last name ever, first name gimmickiest, a.k.a. Leffen Laguna. Someone send out an Amber Alert for the smack in that call. It's still called the smack-off, not the heartwarming moment-off. This will be the true test of whether a gimmick alone is all you need. Mark in Boston's call left us with more questions than answers, like was that a seventh-place call or an eighth-place call? Still waiting to hear from the most pathetic man in the jungle, Stevie Carbone. Carbone realized he wanted to be a reality spoiler when he told some little kid Santa Claus didn't exist. And when he saw the disappointment on that kid's face, Stevie thought, damn, that felt good. Want to say congrats to the class of 2017 Golden Ticket winners. This is the most ridiculous pledge class since Will Ferrell's crew in the movie Old School. We even had the guy who's way too old to be a rookie at this point, 65-year-old Rick in Buffalo, till the smacky choppa took him out. You my boy, Blue! And Rome, I know Vic isn't calling somebody else horny. The only difference between Vic and Jim McElwain is access to a shark. Hey, Chael, unlike you, I have a few years left in the tank, but whenever I eventually retire from my pickup basketball circuit, I think I'll just sign up for Bellator, just to maintain a bit of cardio. Is there a fee for fall season and spring season, or is it just one sign-up fee? I want to thank everybody for helping me market my You Better Don't Walk Out shirt. A lot of people are calling it a cash grab, and it's definitely that. But most importantly, I'm fulfilling a need. Nike's Just Do It slogan is too soft. You run around in some gear like that, and somebody's going to try you like you're a sample at Sam's Club. You Better Don't is a little more confrontational, a more aggressive posture. With this shirt, you'll have allies around the world because the sun never sets on the Midwest Mafia Empire. The high number of orders we received so far is almost enough to humble an extraordinary man like me. Almost. See, I'm a real trendsetter, a transcendent caller. Sometimes I get goosebumps thinking about how great I am. After Left One last year, someone asked him how it felt to be the greatest smack talker in the jungle, and he said, "I don't know. Ask Mike and Indy." My call last year was so cold, Verizon gave me a Canadian area code. Fred McGriff thought I was putting on a clinic. Speaking of which, concussions have been a big issue, and CTE as well. There's the last few days that this has been in the news, and I think the smack-off participants need to acknowledge this is an issue in our sport as well. I smacked Vic so hard a couple weeks back, he got put in the concussion protocol. Then I protocoled Left the week after that, and you better get the smelling salts out again, Romy, because I'm not finished. The doctors on the smack-off CTE committee identified three guys who were deemed to be most at risk because I've protocoled them so many times. The first case identified was Vic. The committee observed that Vic tended to be a regular in all the places you don't want to be a regular. The check cashing store, the neighborhood whorehouse, fifth place in the smack-off. So they ordered a scan of Vic's brain, and in his brain scan, they saw an image of me waving at the camera. I've been in Vic's head so long, the state of California tried to charge me property taxes. The committee observed Brad's erratic behavior in a gas station ordering some lottery scratch-off tickets and the cheapest, dirtiest cigs you can buy, Pall Mall Reds. Brad stepped up to the counter, the place's order like he was a QB at the line of scrimmage. Pall Mall Red, Pall Mall Red, short pack, two grand sevens, Flamingo Bingo, Flamingo Bingo. False start on Brad and Corona, card declined. When the doctors got Brad's brain scans back, they thought the machine had malfunctioned because there appeared to be no evidence of a brain. But then one of the doctors pointed to the lower left corner of the scan and said, "There it is, a little pea-sized brain." I think anyone who heard Brad's call today would agree with a diagnosis of pea-sized brain. A scan of Left's brain showed it was 100% filled with delusions of grandeur. The doctors said they haven't seen that much delusion in a brain since Kim Jong-un. And that's a pretty good analogy for Left. First, we have Left Jong-un up in that homemade helicopter, a.k.a. Air Force Un, trying to act like he might do something before the engine overheated. Last year, after he stormed the studio, he rollerbladed to the beach and fired a bunch of Roman candles into the ocean as a show of strength. You kidding me? I'm surprised Left didn't try to intimidate us by riding a jet ski around the harbor sandwiched between Terrence and Trapper. There's a power vacuum after I vacated the throne, and Left took the opportunity to radicalize a bunch of clones with propaganda and gimmicks. And many clones took the bait. But the jungle needs a visionary. The jungle needs someone who delivers, $5.95 shipping and handling. Someone who can lead us to salvation and prosperity. To prove my fitness for the office, I went in to get my brain scanned, and the doctors told me the average human only uses 10% of their brain, but I was using 95% of mine. I asked them which 5% of the brain I wasn't functioning, and they said, "There's a lack of activity in your amygdala. Essentially, your brain is unable to recognize fear." And I said, "I know that's right."
Mikey, DLC, De La Creme, is it enough for him to bring home his first title solo? We're running out of time. This is the last segment. This is the only Smack-Off contestant fighting out of West Lynn, Oregon. The only Smack-Off participant to ever headline a UFC main event. He's done that multiple times. You know who I'm talking about. The American Gangster. The People's Champ. Inside the Jungle, he's known as the 2012 Champ. The 2014 Co-Champ. He's been more hyped for this event than his actual job. He admitted as much. He also came in and said he knows where he made his mistakes last year. Let's find out what he's got right now. Chael Sonnen. Chael, what's
up? Shut up, you phony baloney. Save the introductions for the competitors like Jeff Passan who need introductions, you frickin' Muppet. Everybody in the goddamn jungle knows who I am and what I do. I ridicule jobbers like you out of existence. Why don't you go check your messages, Romeo? 1992 is missing a goatee. Have you seen it? Here's a clue. Look down. No, Rome, not that far down, fella. You're looking at the inchworm of despair, a little bit north. There you go. There it is. See, there's 1992's goatee, born in 92 and died in 95. Speaking of things dying, I was at a seance last night. Your career says hello. You still having Jim Everett flashbacks there, Romeo? When I get to that studio, I ain't turning over a cheap IKEA desk. I'm turning over your chair with you in it. And don't try running. I saw you try to shamble away from that football player. You made Lou Piniella look like Usain Bolt. I thought modern medicine eradicated rickets over a century ago. Damn, son, you are less than nimble. Guy, you ever wake up with a sweaty Jerry Lewis and a tux singing to you? And Brad and Corona, you said you wanted the addresses of everybody who liked my rapping because you were going to hunt them down. Well, here's a news flash for you, guy. Uber don't take food stamps. Plus, how far are you going to get on the half-hour lunch break you get from McDonald's? And who you slugging anyway? Your arms look like buggy whips. Here's my best advice, you idiot. Go take an extra shift at Mickey D's, and you better impress your bosses because there's a guy on the street looking for hours named Colin Kaepernick. And while I'm doling out the advice, Mike from Indy, you're my boy, and this comes from the heart because I want to help. But if you're from a fourth-tier former metropolitan that has cratered into its own irrelevance, then don't make where you're from part of your identity. Just keep it on the down low and hope nobody recognizes the area code you're calling from. See, it's like this, Mike. If you have Ebola, you shouldn't deny it. But you also don't need to feature it, you know? Pick something less miserable and tacky than being from Indianapolis as your calling card. In fact, let's give you a new name. Let's do it right now, and I promise you any of these will be a big improvement. How about Mike from any place other than Indy, or Mike with Ebola, or Charles Manson III? Yeah, even calling yourself the grandson of that greasy midget Manson is less of a dirty little secret than the fact that you hail from Indianapolis. In fact, I'm wondering, are you the last person in Indianapolis? Have you been trying to leave, but the bus never comes? And Jim, speaking of never coming, Left got some good news lately. He's starring in a new film. It's a sequel of sorts. It's called The 56-Year-Old Virgin. Left, how about landing that fancy helicopter on the roof of a dentist's office one of these days and getting those teeth fixed? And instead of sneaking into Rome Boy Studio, maybe try sneaking into the deodorant aisle, you stink bomb, and get yourself a Lego helicopter while you're at it, fanboy. You know, people keep telling me you don't have a real helicopter, Left, but it's like this. If I say you have a helicopter, you go get a helicopter. If I say you are a helicopter, you stick your arms out and whirl them around as you circle the room making helicopter noises till I tell you to land. Sleep tight tonight, you stumble bums. Uncle Chael might sneak down to the men's shelter, steal your shoes, and set your feet on fire if you give me any lip that don't sit well with me. And Rome, the next time I ask you for your opinion, what I really mean is shut up.
Chael. Well, he said it. He was going to come in this time and not be nice like he was last year. Yeah, my man was dirty, but was he good? Was that good enough? Let's find out. We've got time for one more phone call. I mentioned this will be the last segment. And I also mentioned that just because you're in the field does not mean you'll get on. This guy's going to make it in. Mark in Hollywood, as you know, the Jungle's resident actor. What have you seen him in? What's he best known for? 2013 Smack-Off champ. Also had a guest role. 2014 runner-up. The last 2 years he ripped fourth. He's got the game to win this thing once again. There is no doubt about that. Does he join the exclusive community of multiple winners? And if he does, you know it's going to piss some people off. But it would not surprise me. This town loves a winner. Let's go to Tinseltown. This is the last call of the day, I would think. Depending on how it goes. Probably the last call. Mark in Hollywood. With a chance to walk off. Mark, how are you?
Chael is the back!
Oh, man, Jim. So Left brought the SI shoe to the studio. Well, I decided to grab a bunch of homeless people off the street from Hollywood to be my crew. Hashtag bum smack. Yep, I'm walking around the neighborhood with some strangers to make this call. I'm serious, but more on that later. Mike! Great call, CTE smack. Very appropriate. And Chael, that was the heat you were bringing? Mike Phelps versus that cartoon shark thinks that was a letdown, you snowflake.
Look, Mike is fake, but not as fake as you. You walking cauliflower ear. You are as juiced as Major League Baseball right now. And you know what the worst part? You've got that mentally impaired Eminem, Mike and Indy, feeling himself. And now he's all singing, check it, you know how I be. Ain't teaming up with walking back knee. Tell me how my rash stayed. And looking at little Vicky in NoCal as his phone muscles today, trying to lap the field. Quite a change from the shrinking James Harden in Game 7 performance that you put on at Del Mar, Cheech. By the way, what are you going to do when the Raiders move to Vegas? Try and get a job as a tequila slap at the Bunny Ranch? Good, since Stinky Orenthal will be working there, maybe he can carve out some time to train you. I mean, you know, for the smack off, this has been a large cluster of dumbasses. But, Jim, I thought, in the spirit of that, I'd bring back one of your favorite games. Who's dumber? Who's dumber? Okay, who's dumber? Let's go. All right, now, who's dumber, Matt Harvey or Caleb in Green Bay? Okay, let's break it down. Matt Harvey got butt hurt by his ex, threw a tantrum, and no-showed at work the next day. Caleb got butt hurt by the clones, threw a tantrum, and no-showed in the jungle for a year. So who's dumber? Caleb. At least Matt Harvey has a girlfriend. Okay, who's dumber, Chad in L.A. or Ben Mezrick? Ooh, this is dicey. Chad in L.A. is an albino pervert who takes naps in Chatsworth. Ben is taking a risk writing Chad's autobiography, Naked Mole Rat, The Scummy Life of Chad in L.A. So who's dumber? Chad in L.A. Yeah. Ben will still make money. Chad will blow his on, well, blow. And finally, who's dumber, Hugh Freeze or Brad in Corona? Well, this one is a no-brainer. Hugh Freeze was a hypocrite scumbag who called an escort service from his work phone. Brad was the escort that Hugh Freeze called. So who's dumber? Well, Hugh Freeze, of course. Have you seen the hookers in Corona? Now, seriously, Jim, seriously, Left did really come strong. And I'm walking around Hollywood because I'm listening to his call, and I really got love for that SI crew. So you know what? I'm going to concede. No, I'm serious. I'm literally conceding the smack off right here. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm conceding it. So what I'm doing is this. My intel that I spoke about earlier, I know that all of them were staying in a house together for the SI reunion. So I'm here at the house. This is going to hurt me more. It hurts them. But I'm going to walk up to the door, and I'm going to concede to Left. So here I go, Jim. All right, they got a doorbell here, so I'm going to ring the doorbell. And here I go.
I'm telling me no.
Wait a minute. Why was that the doorbell? Why do they have R. Kelly? Now, that can't be right. Okay, let me, Jim, let me walk up and ring the doorbell again, okay? I'm going to see what's going on here.
But my body.
No.
My body.
No. No. No, that shouldn't be a doorbell chime. Hey, what's going on in there? Hey, open the door. What's going on in there? Whoa. Parents, I don't see nothing wrong. Kit Winger, she just said she was 17. I don't see nothing wrong. But the adults are here, we gotta bounce. Frankly, I have nothing to add to that. Let's wrap this up. Were the new R. Kelly alarm? Were Jim's studio turning into the new Bono boat? And unwore adults who wear jerseys? Yo, yo, get me out of here.
Yeah.
See you at the party, Van Smack.
Mark in Hollywood looking to win with a bum smack call and an R. Kelly alarm. All right. Let me look at my clock. Got to walk off on that. If you're on hold and I didn't get to you, I'm sorry about that. You know that's the risk you run. You got the monsters in that last segment. You had Mike and Indy. You had Chael. You had Mark in Hollywood. I think we'd all agree. Obviously, Left dropped the mic. That was the guy they were chasing. He was in the clubhouse with the lead. When we come back, we announce who the winner is. Smack off 23. Remember, $5,000 to the winner. Also remember, the decision is mine and the XR4 TIs. If you want to smash Twitter right now with your vote, do it. In fact, who you got? Who do you have? Who do you think won this thing? Hit me on Twitter right now. Make sure you hashtag it, smack off. Who do you have? Jeff Passan came up big. Left went legend. Mike, Chael, Mark, Left. Is there somebody else? Trapper was in early. Vic made it in. Brad went jungle suicide. Who do you have? Last chance. We make our decision during this break, and then we come back and we run him down 10 through 1. We announce the winner. We go quick Q&A with him. Hit me on Twitter. Hashtag it SmackOff.
Flash. I'm Darwin Zook. The Vikings and Lions battling it out on this Thanksgiving Day at Ford Field. Let's check in with Denny Kapp for a live update. Hey, Denny.
Hey, Darwin. Second half underway, and the Vikings are off and running in all senses of those words to start this third quarter. Four runs, 75 yards, and 7 points. Latavius Murray opening the half with a 46-yard run. Jerick McKinnon follow. Murray runs it in from 2 yards out. The Vikings lead this one by 17. All that overshadows a tremendous first half by quarterback Case Keenum, who went 14 of 18 for 189 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and a 9-yard rushing touchdown as well. Lions' lone touchdown came with hitting Marvin Jones from 6 yards out. 12:05 to go here in the third. 27-10.
All right, thanks, Denny. And a little bit of couldn't quite hear you at the end there, so I'll give you the score again. Vikings 27, Lions 10. Now 12:15 remaining in the third quarter. Following Lions Vikings at 4:30 Eastern. Two teams clinging to their playoff lives. The 5-5 Cowboys hosting the 4-6 Chargers. You can watch that game on CBS tonight. The 2-8 Giants visit the 4-6 Redskins. In college basketball, top 25 action. Villanova leads Tennessee 79-73. 1 minute left. I'm Darwin Zook.
Fantasy Football Today, Sunday mornings at 11 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Did you hear about this new annual protection motor oil that is selling at some retailers for up to $45 for 5 quarts? Why would anybody in the world buy it, especially when you can buy Castrol Edge Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil? Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger than Mobil 1 against viscosity breakdown as per the Kurt Orban test on the 5W30 VisGrade, and it costs a lot less. So for your motor oil needs, use the brand that is 3 times stronger. Use Castrol Edge Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil.
He went to Jared because the vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all handpicked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, DIY expert, TV host, and lead designer for Wade Works Creative. At the Home Depot, you can find the perfect gift at the perfect price. Give the gift that will get more use, like the Ryobi Drill Driver Kit, Ryobi Hammer Drill Kit, or the Ryobi OnePlus 18-volt Brushless Hammer Drill Kit. Plus, check out other top brands and tools like Makita, Milwaukee, and Husky. Visit homedepot.com/tools for details and all the holiday gift possibilities. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Right now, the Home Depot has the perfect holiday gift, the Husky 268-piece mechanics tool set. Black Friday priced at just $99, our best value of the year. Purchased separately, you'd pay over $500 for these ratchets, wrenches, and sockets. That's not just more tools for the money, that's more tools for less money. Husky's 268-piece mechanics tool set, just $99, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only while supplies last.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. 5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Never easy, but this is one of the toughest calls ever. Smack off 23 in the books. Hit me up on Twitter before I make this decision, and it's tough. And if it sounds like I'm trying to buy myself some time, I am. Hit me on Twitter, hashtag it, smack off. Who do you think won? Is the so-called gimmick going to carry the day? Was there more to the call than the gimmick? Is it straight smack? Is it somebody who's not won before? Tweet at Jim Rome. Some final thoughts before I give you my decision. Some votes. This guy writes, Wisco, solid, no gimmicks. This email reads, who is Chael talking to? Run him. Anybody else? Rome at Habitank.com or hit me on Twitter. Jim. Is Mike's call still going on? How many days has that been going on? Paul in Cedar Falls. All right, last chance. Hit me on Twitter or get me the email. I'm going to make the call momentarily. 5,000 to the winner. Second place gets nothing. All decisions are final. Probably a bad time to tell you, but I'm off for 2 weeks. Surprise! I didn't really plan it that way. Well, actually, I did. But anyway, yeah, I'm a gimmicky little bitch. Drop the smack off on you and I go for 2 weeks. Hey, you know where to find me. You got my phone number. Well, you don't have my phone number, but you got my Twitter feed, which is in my phone. So you know where to find me. Not that hard to find. All right, guys, who got run? Chad in LA, Dan in Denver, John in Little Rock, and Brad obviously looking to get run, and he satisfied that. Man, that feels like a long, long, long time ago. Brad getting run feels like about a month ago. Dear Jim, after listening to the show for decades, I can honestly say that hearing Terrence and Sierra Madre's voice was an epic moment in the jungle. Well done, Laguna Beach bad boy. Everybody else is playing for second. Ryan and Costa Mesa. There is some consideration for that. All right, let's run them down. In fact, I'll go 12-1. 12-1. Let's go in reverse order. Coming in 12th, Tyler in Edmonton. He was strong. He was good. Coming in 11th, Matt in Vancouver. 10th place, Trapper. He's a made man. Trapper said that it might be the final call he ever makes. Trapper, I don't buy that. I don't accept that. You'll be back. I know you'll be back. Trapper, I saw you in studio. My man, you look good. You look good. You'll be fine. Trapper came in 10th. I would have never thought when the day started that these next two guys would finish 9th and 8th respectively, but they did. 9th place, Vic in NoCal. I said it when he made the call. It's a good call. For a lot of people, it's a great call. But for Vic, he's done better. He is better. 8th place, Chael. I see you working, Chael. No more Mr. Nice Guy. You're going to come in and kill everybody. I get it. Just the quality of smack was not what I'm accustomed to. Not from you. You can do better. You can do better. 7th place, Mark in Boston. Good phone call. 6th place, Caleb in Green Bay. 5th place, Benny in Wisco. Look at these guys going back to back. Wisconsin, strong showing for both Caleb and Benny. Which brings us to the big four. You probably knew who the big four were. The only question is, what order are they? We know who the big four are. Coming in 4th place, Mark in Hollywood. Similar to what we've seen and heard from him before. Good stuff. Always good stuff. He never embarrasses. He's always got a shot. But very similar to what we've heard from him before. Top three now. And you know it's going to be controversy. You know who the top three are. The last three are, and I'll just say it. It's Jeff Passan, it's Leff and Laguna, and it's Mike and Indy. Who's going to win? Top three. 3rd place finisher. Jeff Passan. Hey, Jeff, you did great. That's a great debut, Jeff. You did great. You should be proud. Not only should you not be ashamed, you should be proud. That was a great call. Jeff showed a lot of different things. You know, coming in, we knew he was the smartest guy in the field. You maybe thought, yeah, but not the funniest guy in the field and certainly not the best smack runner in the field. He had a great first-time call. Which brings us to the big two. The defending champ and a guy with a half a title. Mike and Indy and Leff and Laguna. Hey, listen, I'm not saying that I got a hard gig. I got a great gig. I got the best gig. But you try and figure that out in 5 minutes. You try and figure that out and process that. Who do you go with? Mike and Indy or Leff and Laguna? I thought Mike Nitti did a really good job of coming in right off the very top and trying to defuse the great moment that Leff set up and said, what is this? The heartwarming moment off? Did a very good job with that. Did a very good job with the smack. But Leff came in and Leff did what he does. Came in with the big gimmick, but the gimmick was different. You know, flying a helicopter next to the tower is one thing. Bum rushing the studio is another. But undigging Terrence and Sierra Madre, digging Terrence up? Hitting Terrence with the paddles. Honestly, I thought Terrence was dead. And Terrence might be the best caller ever. He found him. In fact, he found everybody from the photo shoot in 96. So who do you go with? Mike and Indy, who was unbelievable again. Obviously, he's one of the last two. Or Leff and Laguna. The runner-up for Smackoff 23. Mike and Indy. Again. Leff wins it again. Hit me up right now on Twitter. Some of you like that. Some of you hate that. Bottom line, it comes down to this for me. 10 years from now, what's the big takeaway? 10 years from now, what was the thing? 10 years from now, what was the moment in the Jungle Smack-Off for Smack-Off 23? 10 years from now, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Are we talking about Mike and Indy defusing that bomb and going with the CTE smack? Or are we talking about Leff putting together that group from 96 and finding Terrence and Hacksaw? And by the way, I want to be very, very clear about this. You may go with that gimmick smack, but he had a good call. He had good content in the call. Let's go to the phones quickly. The winner and still champ going back to back, Leff in Laguna. Leff, what's up? How do you feel?
Romy, it feels pretty good. Going back to back. That hasn't been done in some time. Content wins the day.
How does the second one feel compared to the first?
Dude, I've always been, since the beginning, always wanted to make the show better. And, dude, even from last night, getting all these guys back together and just hanging out, just you know, trumps pretty much anything. Great guys, been around the show for a long time, and just hanging out with them and hearing stories, dude. It was a killer day yesterday and today. So.
Left, I got about 30 seconds. Of all the guys that you ran down, who was the best get? Who was your favorite guy to find?
Probably Iray. Dude went through about 4 burner phones in the last week trying to get a hold of that guy. Was pretty unbelievable. And we didn't know he was going to show up until about about.
It sounds like Iray left. That sounds like Iray. You did it. It was a tough call. Really tough call. Take to Twitter. How do you feel about the choice? Hit me at Jim Rome. Be sure you hashtag it smack off. There's your champ. He goes back to back. Left in Laguna wins it all again. I'll be back soon. We're out. I have got a special message for all of my contractors, builders, and remodelers out there. My people who know the importance of getting a project finished on time, who value professional pricing, and who know quality and value when they see it. I'm talking to you. My friends over at Lumber Liquidators now have you covered. Introducing LL Pro Plus, Lumber Liquidators All-Star Pro Services Team dedicated to fulfilling all of your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you get projects finished on schedule, provide unsurpassed value and quality, and offer dedicated support to get you exactly what you need when you need it most. They're pros taking care of pros, and there is no project too big or too small. So, put the flooring experts on your team, and let's get started. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today. That's lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why do they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-